You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, dear soul. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 31. Today we're talking about this, live unconditionally loved. Now, we've been talking live unfiltered, live uncovered, live unashamed, live unconditional. And I alluded to this a little bit in yesterday's episode, but to live unconditionally loved. I remember many years ago, I had this story going in my head that lifelong love was not possible for me. It was an unconscious belief I had. I didn't even know I had this belief. And when it came to the surface and it became, you know, it got exposed through all the work I'd been doing, through stuff that I'm teaching you today, you know, and that I've been teaching over the last 31 episodes of Women Sipping on Life, how to begin to acknowledge yourself and how to begin to know yourself enough that these unconscious beliefs start to come to the surface and they become, you know, exposed. And then we can see them and then we can say, do I choose to keep that belief or not? Well, basically what happened was it came to the surface. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't believe that at all. I choose a new belief. And so I chose a different belief. And within a few weeks, I met an incredible gentleman, incredible man, incredible soul. And that was about 3 years ago, actually. And I'm still with this wonderful soul, experiencing a love I've never experienced before. But back before that unconditional belief became back before that unconscious belief became my, you know, consciousness, and I began to realize like, oh yeah, that's what's going on, and I chose a different belief. Prior to that, I had this feeling again that I desired unconditional love, but I didn't have it. Okay, that was a belief that I knew I had because it was my reality. And it was like ongoing where I didn't have this unconditional love in a relationship with, not like with my parents, I knew they loved me unconditionally, but like with a significant other, a husband, you know, or, you know, someone that I was in love with. I didn't have that unconditional loving experience. So I remember I desired that so much, and I became such a victim to my own story. It was, looking back, it's like, it's so obvious now, but it wasn't obvious then. Until the day, all of a sudden, I heard in my heart, Shannon, are you a priority in your own life? And I was like, no, like quickly. I mean, I knew I was not a priority in my own life. And it was like, do you love yourself unconditionally? And I said, no. Because if I would have loved myself unconditionally, I would have been a priority in my own life, right? But instantly when I had this, you know, this question come up in my heart, these two questions, I answered them quickly and I said, wow, like, yeah. So if I desire someone to make me a priority in their life, then I need to do that for myself. And I had been desiring everyone else to love me unconditionally, and I wasn't doing the same for myself. So I made a commitment. In that moment, I said, I am going to love myself regardless of any condition, and I am going to make time for me, and I am going to keep me a priority in my life. Because let's face it, my dear, if you're not a priority in your own life, like, who's living your life? Like, if you're not the main character, the main, you know, the main person in your script of life, Who's playing that role? Who's playing the main character in your life? Because if somebody else is playing the main character in your life, then you are not living your life. Someone else is living it for you. And then you can't complain if things aren't the way you desire for them to be. Because if you're allowing someone else to live your life for you, then that's what's going to happen. So I got this revelation in my heart, and I seriously, I felt like I heard the voice of God. Because I heard God's voice and God told me, you know, I didn't hear it audibly, but I heard it like in my spirit. God told me, like, I love you unconditionally. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you do. And like, I'm thinking, and I am loved unconditionally by God. And now I'm committed to loving myself unconditionally. So why do I keep yearning for, desperate for, seeking, you know, desperately seeking someone else to love me unconditionally because I didn't feel like I was loved unconditionally. I was like, I can fix that in a heartbeat. I can receive the unconditional love that I already have. I can give myself the unconditional love that I desire. And therefore, all of a sudden, I'm no longer in this state of need, no longer in a state of want, no longer in a state of lack. And I entered into the fullness of the love that was always there for me. And I began to receive it by loving myself. And oh my goodness, everything changed. I'm talking everything changed. And I'm trying to think, it was probably about a year after that, that in the process of doing all this work, loving myself unconditionally, making myself and keeping myself a priority in my life, and really acknowledging the truth, which is I am a priority in my own life. I have to be. Otherwise, who else is living my life, right? In that process, that this unconscious belief that lifelong love was not possible for me came to the surface. And when it came to the surface, I'll never forget it. I was walking along and I saw this couple and they looked very in love. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then this is the thought I heard so loudly in my head. I go, yeah, but that's not possible for me. And I go, what? Because I had been practicing the art of paying attention to what I was thinking, what I was feeling. And I was like, what? What do you mean that's not possible for me? And I was like, that's possible for me. Where's that coming from? Then I was like, oh my goodness, this is an unconscious belief I've had. And then it was crystal clear as to why I hadn't been able to experience it in my own life, because I'd been believing it wasn't possible. And so all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I literally said to myself, Shannon, are you willing to try on a new belief? And I said, absolutely. And then I called a dear friend of mine who had, you know, he's been in a committed, unconditionally loving relationship for 30 plus years. And I called him and I said, oh my goodness, this is what happened. I just got this unconscious belief that came to the surface. I acknowledged it. I'm like, I don't believe that. What I really believe is this. And I'm thinking about trying on a new belief that lifelong love is possible for me. I said, but before I do that, I just want to ask you. These were the words coming out of my mouth. It's funny looking back. I go, I just want to ask you, like, is this unconditional and is this lifelong love thing, is it all that it's cracked up to be? Like, is this an outfit? Is this a new belief that you'd be, you know, say, Shannon, yeah, that's definitely worth trying on. And he said, you know, it's definitely a lot of work. And he said, it's like creating a sandcastle. Every day you create it and every night the tide comes in and it takes it away. And so every day you have to be willing to and committed to creating it. But he said, absolutely. It is absolutely worth trying on. And he said, and I believe with all my heart, it's going to fit you very well. He said, yes, you can wear unconditional and lifelong love well. I believe that. And so I'm like, okay. So I made the commitment. And within a few weeks, I met this incredible, incredible soul, incredible man. And I do not believe with like every bit of me, I do not believe that that would have been possible had I not committed to loving myself and receiving the love, the unconditional love that I had in my heart from God, as well as giving it to myself. I would not have been able to get to a place where I was able to acknowledge the truth about what that unconscious belief was, as well as being able to consciously choose a new belief and a belief that would work and line up with the desires of my heart. So all that to say this, when you begin to really, truly, unconditionally love yourself and to do that well, my dear, everything will become so much more beautiful and lovable and loving in your life. If that is a desire of yours and this is your desire, then I ask you and I invite you to come aboard this unconditional loving experience and watch what happens in your life. And I remember early on, you know, not so early on, but like early on after we acknowledged the fact that we loved each other And I was standing in the subway with him, and he looked at me and he goes, "You know what I love most about you?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "I love that you love yourself. I love that you love yourself." And I was like, wow. The most loving thing about me is the fact that I love myself, and I'm with a soul that acknowledges that. That, my dear, is called unconditional love. Receive the unconditional love that's available for you today and begin to give it to yourself. And when you do, you will begin to give it to others. So please grab your sacred soul date, journal for today, your daily action to engage with yourself. And your sacred soul step is, what do you love most about you? Write it down. And secondly, write yourself an unconditionally loving love letter. Yeah, that's right. Write yourself a love letter and write down how much you love yourself, regardless of the way you look, regardless of your bank account, regardless of your relationship status, regardless of your level of success or not, regardless of your level of health or not, regardless of your weight, your size, whatever it is, your past, write it out. Write yourself an unconditionally loving love letter today. And sit down and read it and enjoy that. Man, this is huge. This is huge. This is huge. I have my clients do this. Writing this love letter will be one of the most powerful things you can do. And once you've done that, in tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what you can do with that now that you've committed to this adventure of unconditionally loving yourself. Because when you do, you then will begin to love your life and your life's work well, and it will love you back. Okay, I can't wait to hear from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what's going on. I'd love to give you some free resources, including the ultimate engagement plan. Hello, date yourself well. The best-selling 12 engagements for becoming the, what is the actual tagline? 12 best-selling engagements of becoming the great lover of your life. Who doesn't want that? That's right. Unconditional love, baby. There's nothing better. So I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.